Find my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. And today, you got to listen up to this now. When storing any car, you need the battery live. Do not disconnect the battery. When you disconnect the battery, then you start what is called rust throughout the car. Having a live battery keeps the car from rusting. Yeah, I know. You're going to have to start it a while and run it around. And yes, that's what you got to do. Because if it's an automatic, the seals in the transmission will lose memory. They're just like people. People don't do anything and stand in one place. They lose memory. They become senile. So if you don't want your transmission, your automatic transmission, to lose his memory and become senile, then when you come to try to move the vehicle, it won't go. You'll have to completely rebuild the transmission. Okay? So, do not store the car just with doing nothing. Okay? Now, if it's a manual shift, a standard shift car, okay, that's a little different because it doesn't have seals between the gears and all of that. But on all cars, whether automatic or standard, you need to pump the brakes. Pump the brakes at least once a week. That's to keep the brake seals having memory. Okay? It's not so easy to just store the car and leave it go for years and years. That's a bad deal. Okay? A lot of people buy classic cars and the owners say, well, the car never ran for 20 years. Wrong already. You're going to have problem with seals. Brake seals, transmission seals, stuff like that. And if the battery was disconnected, more than likely, rust from inside out. I recommend hooking up, if you're going to store the car, store it, but hook up what is called a battery tender. A battery tender charges the battery whenever it goes down. And batteries left alone, it discharges. So when it discharges, the battery tender automatically charges the battery up again. So it makes it easy. Okay? And then you got to run a ground wire from the metal part of the body to a water pipe or fence post. Not a wooden fence post. Steel fence post, okay? Or have that electronic rust proofing device that Harvey Maeda has, and so does Nita's Auto Repair. That electronic rust proofing device is excellent as long as you have a live battery, okay? You can get it from Harvey on Kauai. Harvey's number is 651-2813-651-2813 or from Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. 847-5554. Okay? Now, if you got any questions, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 1080. Okay? Okay. Talking about batteries. Okay? When you buy a battery, folks, batteries are not batteries. If you want to preserve your alternator, your starter, and get better mileage on your gas, find the highest amp battery you can. Okay? Anything above 800 or 900 amps is perfect. The higher the better. The higher the amps, the bigger the spark at the spark plug. Okay? Higher the amps on the battery, the bigger the spark at the spark plugs. Now, I learned this way back in the 60s on my race car. The battery died. I had to take the battery out from the trunk and put another battery that was out of my tow vehicle. Well, back then, I didn't know about amps. The big battery I had in my trunk was 1600 amps. The battery I put in from my truck was 600 amps. So, well, I found out I had to crank the engine before it started. And when it started, it felt like it was lacking power. Well, I made it past that next round, and a good friend of mine had the same kind of battery I had before, and his one was okay. So we switched back to the big battery again, the 1600 amps. And boy, did the motor crank up really fast, and the power was back there again. So when we got back to the shop, we did some testing. We have a simulator with spark plugs, and we hooked up the weak battery, the one with 600 amps. And, you know, we could see it. You can barely see the sparks at the spark plugs. Then we hooked up the big one with 1600 amps. Boy, was the spark huge. Big difference. So, there you go. Now, the higher amp battery has more energy, more reserve. So, because it's like that, the alternator does not have to work to replenish what came out. It just charges a little bit and it's freeloading. The starter, it whips it up and turns the engine real quick and it starts up. Okay, so a high-end battery in the long run will save you money. The low-end battery, oh, he's like a drug dealer. He runs you out of money. Okay? So you got a question, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay, talking about spark plugs. Now, the spark plugs that we recommend is the Autolite AR series. AR stands for Autolite Racing Plugs. We get an ohm meter and we test it. From the end of the spark plug where the wire connects to the tip where the spark comes out. You check it with an ohm meter and the Autolite Racing Plug has zero resistance. Zero resistance means you get the maximum spark. Okay, if you got 40,000 volts coming to the end through the wire, you don't have 40,000 volts at the tip. With all the rest of the spark plugs, there's a high resistance and it cuts down the voltage to the plug, to the tip. Now, common sense, you want the maximum spark to give you the maximum gas mileage and the maximum power. So it's up to you. I recommend putting in Autolite AR series spark plugs. AR is the beginning of the part number for that series plugs for your car. Okay? If you have any questions, give us a call. 808-524-1080. Okay? Here's another one. Excuse me. The insurance for classic cars is cheaper than your Lexus, Christy. Full coverage, and it's cheaper. And the classic car is valued way above your Lexus, but yet it's cheaper. And you can get good coverage from State Farm. This agent is Derek. He's located in Manoa. I'll give you his number. And you people on Auto Islands, you can contact him too if you have a classic car. He's very reasonable. Very reasonable. I tell you. On my Pantera, I got full coverage, and it's only $120-some-odd every 6 months. I thought that's awesome. So give Derek a call. Derek's number is 808-988-8808. A lot of eights here. Why didn't he make it all nines? Make it easier. Anyway, his name is Derek, and he's with State Farm in Manoa. Okay? On your headlight lenses, all of you have plastic headlight lenses, not like the old days where it was glass. Okay? On the plastic headlight lenses, to keep it from fogging up and getting discolored and all that, wax it as much as you can. Keep it covered with wax so the exhaust fumes from the car in the front of you will not pile up and discolor your headlight lenses. Okay? So many of you have discolored headlight lenses, and technically it should not pass safety check. Okay? But it passes. Did any of you have get failed because of discolored headlight lenses? I'd like to hear it. Give me a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? So, anyway. Last night, I got a call from a good friend of mine, Mario Yano. Mario don't call just to call. When I see him calling, I'm thinking, uh-oh, it's emergency. Something happened. So I pick up the call, and he says, hey, it was on the news, Channel 2 News, where something fell off the rail structure and hit a lady's Lexus, new Lexus, windshield and hood, and damaged everything. You know, folks, if that was a guy on a motorcycle, he's dead. That thing would kill him, especially if he didn't have a helmet. Okay? In the news, they claim that three cars in the past have been damaged. Total damaging of $1,800. I don't think so. I don't think so. Because that Lexus alone was not $1,800 by itself. Way more than that. A Lexus? You gotta be joking. But the thing is, when are we going to do something about it? Okay? Like every intersection, they only put up a traffic light when people die there. Why? Why do people have to die for politicians to say, we need a traffic light. We need to do this. We need to do that. Why is that? I don't understand this. But anyway, it'll happen. If we don't do something, somehow, some way, it's going to happen. A friend of mine, Brian, that works in Waipahu, was talking to him last night, and he said, hey, it's going to happen. They're looking, they're watching the guys put up the stands for the rail, and they remove the mold, and they're finding huge air pockets. Huge ones. So they put a cover, like a canvas or something so people can't see, and they patch the holes. Now, folks, if they got holes on the edge, what about the middle? How solid is that stand? Something has been done wrong here. They're not doing it the right way. And I'm afraid it's going to be like that intersection. You're all going to have to wait until somebody dies. Then we'll say, we got to do something about this. But think and have common sense. What if that's your family? Is it break time?
Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back after this break.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
George, Rolling Bob, still laughing. But anyway, if they didn't hear it, I'm not going to mention it. Anyway, I'm driving up to Pauley the other day, and I know you've seen this, George, but I was amazed. There's a Chevy pickup truck, maybe, I don't know, 90, not sure of the year. And he was in front of me, and he was driving like he was drunk, you know, was weaving, like, in and out of the lane.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, wow, it's like 6 o'clock. This guy's driving around drunk. Anyway, as I got close and, you know, following my safety tips, you never get in front of an erratic driver. You're always behind them, so you
right.
can observe, right?
Right.
I figure out that when this truck gets to about 45 miles an hour, the front end starts hopping.
What?
Yeah. And then what the driver's doing is he speeds up, and that's what I was going to ask you. Is it like a shock absorber thing? At a certain speed, I could see, because I went to the other lane, his front end would start hopping. That's why he was weaving around. And then he would slow back down, and it would stop hopping. Now, common sense tells me, if that's my car, I'm getting it fixed. Because obviously something's about to break, right?
Yep.
And then what's going to happen, like you were talking earlier about, we get caught up in this whole thing about me. What happens when you run into somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Or you lose control and you hurt somebody? And what are you going to tell them? Oh, I was going to fix it next week? It was just like I said, and I followed them for 5 minutes. That's how I figured it out, because I was just about to call the police. I'm going, you know what? I got to call, because he's going to hurt somebody.
Yep.
And then I noticed, though, but then he was, and I said, oh, he slows down. But then, like I said, I got almost to the side where I could pass him, but I didn't, and I could see the front wheel started hopping, and then he started kind of shimmying in the lane. And I just was like, oh, now I know Rolling Bob has seen everything. I mean, I don't know what's left to see now driving around. So, I don't know, George, what do you think?
He had a goose egg tire.
A what?
He had a goose egg tire.
Now, my other question is that illegal?
Yep. Did he pass safety check?
Yeah. I mean, there was, well, you know what, I thought about taking a picture, but I still got to, I was warned that there's a lot of legal stuff about that.
Yeah.
You know, you can't take pictures of people and license plates
yeah.
and all this kind of stuff. So, but, my thinking is, though, if the police see you, can't they ticket, is there a ticket for that?
Oh, yes.
Well,
yes.
The guy's driving around.
In Oregon, they impound the vehicle.
I tell you, though, man, I've seen stuff. I was just amazed. And it seemed to me that you would figure out at what speed you would drive slower. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's me. I would be, okay, if I go 50, I'm going to drive 45. Anyway, maybe somebody else has seen them or somebody knows them. Talk to people, folks. Come on. This is.
They got on that particular situation, there's a damage to the inside casing of the tire, and it causes a lump to form. So the lump is making the tire hop.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So then at a certain speed, the suspension can't compensate for it.
Yep.
Oh, see, all these years, I'm actually smart. Anyway, as always, let me get out of here before somebody threatens me again, because I probably know the guy. Anyway, as always, take care of your car and take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Wow. But anyway, yeah, that's what happened. So if you're having, if you feel like your car is going over rough road and you're on smooth road, have the tires checked. Because more than likely, it's swollen on, there's a bump on it, and if you keep driving it, it will explode, folks. A tire will explode. It's dangerous, okay? And they should be testing and checking all tires, brakes, suspension, not just lights, in safety check. And they're supposed to check the CV shaft, the front axle shaft, rubber boots, supposed to be checked in safety check. They don't check it. A lot of accidents that have happened on the freeway was due to the CV shaft breaking off and flipping the cars over, causing accidents. Okay? So, for your own safety, it's best they get rid of safety check and have the people have the cars checked for safety every time they have it serviced. That's what Oregon does. Because the state of Oregon puts the responsibility on the car owner, not on the state. But Hawaii puts it on the state. If there is a big, big accident and the car did clear safety check, the state's liable. Okay? So, I don't know. What do you think? 40 states don't have safety check. Why does Hawaii? It's not been done right. If it's not been done right, get rid of it. It's just like the rail. If they're not going to build it the right way, stop it. Before kids get hurt, or people get hurt or killed, stop it. Don't have the mentality of the old days where we wait until some people die at an intersection, then we'll put a traffic light. That's wrong. You know, why do you have to have people die? Anyway. Okay. Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. And the damages on that Lexus, I'd be curious to find out what the cost comes out to. I'm estimating, just the top of my head, $6,000. But lucky it was a car and not a motorcycle rider. Because if it was a motorcycle rider, I promise you, he's not going to walk away. The thing will kill him, especially if he don't have no helmet. You hit him in the head, he's dead. He's dead. Okay? So, anyway. Okay. Using of the microfiber towel for polishing your cars is recommended for black and reds, okay? Because they don't streak the paint. But the Microsoft towel is very, very absorbent. It takes half of the wax away from the car. So if you want more wax on the surface, use a terry cloth, a bath towel, to wipe off wax. Okay? But it's not recommended for black and reds, because on black and reds, it will streak. Because it doesn't take the wax all off. It just takes the residue off and it'll leave streaks. And you'll see it on black and reds. So black and reds, use the Microsoft because it removes part of that wax and leaves it more glassy looking. But you have to wax more because you took half what you put on off. Okay? So, but Christy loves to wax, so she can use the Microsoft. She waxes her car all the time.
And then make it rain.
Yeah. She causes rain. So anybody that's out there that needs rain, just call Christy and hire her, and she'll come over and wax her car, and you'll have rain. Guaranteed. Mm-hmm. She's the rainmaker.
Yep, I should go wash my car in California.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll have rain, guaranteed. Probably a rainstorm. So, anyway. That's Christy's car. The fly can't land on it. He slides right off the end. He got so much wax on there. Okay? I know you didn't see the other day a bird try to land on your car. I forgot to tell you that. A little dove was trying to land on your car, on your trunk, and he slid off the end. he couldn't get grip.
That must be his bird poop on my hood then.
Yeah. Yeah. He pooped because he couldn't believe it. So anyway. Waxing the car is good, folks. There's a small percent of gas mileage that you gain because of wind resistance. Okay? You'd be surprised. We did some tests back in the 60s on a 68 Camaro. Okay? We removed the rear view mirrors on the side of the car. Okay? Just taking off the rear view mirror. In a quarter mile, the car picked up 5 miles an hour more. Just from the mirrors. Unbelievable. So we thought, okay, put back the mirrors again. So we put the mirrors back on. It slowed down. We did a lot of experimenting way back. And found that the height of the vehicle, even the rain gutters, create wind resistance to slow it down. That's why today's cars don't have rain gutters. You notice that? Yeah, they don't have rain gutters. And you notice too, on cars today, they have a little groove on both sides of the roof. You notice that? Yeah, your Lexus has that. It's about 4 or 5 inches away from the edge of the roof, and it goes from front to rear. Okay? And only on new cars they have that. That is for high-speed stability. It keeps the car from rocking left to right, going down the freeway at high speeds. You didn't know that, eh?
No. I have to go check now.
Yeah, they all have that. In racing, way back in the late 60s and early 70s, on what they call today funny cars, because they look funny, we put a little metal strip on the roof to keep the car from rocking left to right. Okay? It keeps it stable. So the manufacturer saw that and thought, oh, that's a good idea. So trucks and cars all have that little, like a little groove on the roof. And people wonder, what is that? To stabilize the vehicle. Okay? Aerodynamics. Anyway, it's that time again for the break time.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. This is Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live. But our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kalmorley E Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have on the phone?
Okay, we have Bruce from Kalihi.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Bruce. George, how are you doing?
Okay.
That's good. I'd like to mention a few things of what you're talking about in your advertisements. First of all, I'd like to say that I have been on United Healthcare for quite some time, and it's the best medical insurance out there.
Oh, yeah. I have it, too.
Yeah. The benefits are good. The insurance coverage is good. And better than, in my opinion, HMSA, which is having a lot of problems now.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, so moving along, when you talked about the aerodynamics of the car, I have to agree with you absolutely 100%, because everything nowadays, if you look at the design of the cars, they're all sleek, aerodynamic, it's for wind resistance, gas mileage. And in drag racing, everything that is done, engineered, whether it's engine performance or the suspension and aerodynamics, is basically, it's all taken from these breakthroughs and put forth through the car manufacturers, and that's what you see today in automobiles.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talked about amperage, again, you're absolutely 100% right. And in drag racing, every class of race cars that race at the events, from stock to top few, they invest into the best, most powerful ignition systems. The more the better, the more power. And that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talked about the rail, again, you're absolutely right. And then I just want to make a quote from the famous, great, full-time world, funny car world champion, Don Prudhomme. And he said, quote, "If anything's worth doing, it is worth doing right." In other words, don't waste your time. Do it right the first time.
That's right.
Yeah, so, yeah, I agree with you 100%. The rail needs to be done right or scrap it. I don't think it could be stopped, perhaps, maybe, but if they're going to do it, they got to do it right, and especially for the...
Now, if they're going to do it, they got to redo it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because somebody's going to get killed.
Yeah, and one more thing. I was watching the qualifying for the drag races at the Gator Nationals that's happening this weekend. That's why I didn't catch your first couple of minutes of your program, and then I tuned up the volume on your radio show. But did you talk anything about that accident at the University of Hawaii?
Where?
The accident at the University of Hawaii.
No, no.
Let me say real quick to tell your listeners, for those of you who think hydrogen power is the answer, the alternative energy is better, and I mentioned a few episodes back on your radio show that it's not. Hydrogen is highly unstable, it's unsafe, it's very volatile, it's real susceptible and sensitive to heat and energy. A small spark, even static electricity of your finger, if it catches the fumes of the hydrogen fuel, it will blow up, it will explode and catch fire. And having these kind of conversion devices for hydrogen power, people think, oh, yeah, you add water, it's free, it's cheaper, better. This is the way of the future. But they don't realize that it can leak and you can suffocate or
explode
in an accident, or leak and then through some form of electricity or energy or spark or flame, it's going to explode violently. And where I'm going with this is, just a few days ago, a grad student in the science lab at the University of Hawaii was experimenting with hydrogen and carbon monoxide. I don't know exactly what she was doing, but it exploded so violently that the classroom erupted into flames and it blew off part of her arm. She lost part of her arm.
What?
Yeah, she lost part of her arm. The explosion was so violent and she was experimenting with hydrogen and it blew off part of her arm. But luckily, she's pretty much okay now. She's going to survive, but part of her arm is missing. So this is a warning to you people that hydrogen fuel is not the answer.
That's right.
It's unstable.
That's right.
And the manufacturers that are building these devices have not met the safety requirements yet. They cannot address, they cannot really resolve the answer of if it's leaking or spark or... If you get into an accident, the tank might explode or something. But for cars, they don't have the answers yet, and it's really expensive. But okay,
safety is the issue.
Along with as far as the performance in drag racing today, and they are the forefront as far as what you're gonna have in your cars in the future. But I was just watching qualifying today earlier, and the first round top field, this guy Richie Crampton exploded his blower just before the finish line, so the car wasn't on the full power to the finish line. He ran a 373, and I went, wow! And I said, you know what? There's going to be 369 or 368 today, or maybe tomorrow. Second round qualifying, he ran new national record, 369. Funny cars are running phenomenal. Not all, but a lot of them are in the 380s. And Pro Stock, they have a new national record. I don't know which driver, but from the Greg Anderson Summit Racing Group. Either Jason Lane or Greg, I don't know. But new national record. Unbelievable, spectacular performance, record-breaking. And it seems like the Chevrolets are the dominant power now in Pro Stock. The Chrysler is not quite there yet. They're still having their problem, but I see they're going to catch up soon. So, anyway, for all you listeners who are interested in drag racing, tomorrow, Sunday, FS1, Fox Sports 1, there's a national event going to be broadcast live, so check your local listings. And that's all I wanted to say. So take care, George, and talk to you later.
Thanks, Bruce.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, like Bruce said, the design of your cars today, okay, the struts, the front suspension, and the steering, the rack and pinion, was all invented for drag racing because it's lighter and it's not strong to go through potholes, hit curbs, and stuff like that. So the suspension on new cars with struts and rack and pinion steering is not as strong as the old classic cars with the old-fashioned steering.
Okay, what's your name?
It was built that way for lightness, number one. Because in drag racing, you want your front end light. And they don't encounter potholes on a quarter-mile track. But the manufacturers look at that and said, hey, it's cheaper to make, lighter, and when it breaks, the people will come and buy a new car. So let's do that. A lot of things that's coming through on your new cars today came from quarter-mile drag racing. Okay? So, anyway, who do we have now?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hey, Don.
George, thanks for taking my call. I got a question. Jimmy Johnson was qualifying for a race, I guess, for the placement of his car, and then he said the steering wheel came off. What can that cause, the malfunction or something?
A what came off?
His steering wheel came off when he was qualifying for his the race, and then basically crashed into the wall and whatnot, damaged his car. Luckily, he was okay, but he said the steering wheel came right off.
Oh, yeah, because on the race cars, okay, in the drag cars, and all the race cars, the steering wheels is removable.
Mm-hmm.
You push a button, and you can pull the steering wheel off. Now, a lot of times when they put it back on to go race,
uh-huh,
they don't put it all the way in and lock it.
Uh-huh.
So when it's not locked, and the G-force, when they leave the line, they pull off the steering wheel.
Right.
And then to find it, to put it back, to find the right slot,
yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, especially when you're going that fast, like 189 miles an hour or so.
Yeah, because you're covering hundreds of feet in a second.
Right.
So, I don't think so.
Mm. So
they got to make sure the steering wheel is locked.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've seen it so many times where people, they get careless because it's so, you know, routine.
Mm-hmm.
They don't check.
Yeah, so his pit crew was supposed to be checking on that when he went inside, I guess.
Yeah, they're supposed to check. You have to have another person checking it aside from the driver.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why if you watch NHRA drag racing, the guy who pulls the pin,
mm-hmm,
the safety pin, out of the parachute,
right,
always brings the flag that's attached to the pin to the driver,
mm-hmm,
and shows the driver, I got the pin, okay?
Right.
So that the driver knows the parachute is ready.
Right.
Yeah, because I've seen in the past so many cars go through the finish line,
mm-hmm,
the driver pulls the lever to open the chute,
mm-hmm,
but there's the pin on there.
Right.
It don't open.
Mm-hmm.
Then he panics.
Right.
Too late.
Too late, yeah. Yeah, that was interesting when I heard that. I thought, oh, wow, to me it was a malfunction, but now you explain the situation, though.
Yeah, and NHRA, by the way, will not legalize battery cars and hydrogen cars,
mm-hmm,
because of safety.
Yeah, I think the terrorists would love to have the hydrogen cars so we can plant them by the buildings and just shoot it and blow it up. Yeah.
No. Because I've seen so many accidents, and
yeah.
Don Perdome,
uh-huh,
one race at Orange County, He was straining out the nitromethane. Mm-hmm. He was straining it, and I noticed it was turning green.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oh, we better get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So when we left, he put it in his car. He was making it unstable.
Mm-hmm.
And when he went through the finish line, he didn't hit anything now. He went through the finish line, and the vibration exploded the fuel tank.
Mm-hmm.
His car came to pieces.
Wow.
We went to the end. There was no Don Perdomo.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the bushes,
mm-hmm.
with the seat and the roll cage.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He'll never do that again.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, Josh, for
okay.
Thanks
for the call.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, it's that time again.
Okay, we're going to take a short commercial break. This is Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call. 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay. Anyway, the EnviroClean thing, I tell you, I love it. I love it. When my hands are all oily, if I'm working on my car, and the phone's ringing, I gotta answer my phone, I stick my hand in the VIROClean, the powder thing, it's dry, folks. It's faster than wiping it on a hand towel or anything like that. It's dry. I can answer the phone. It's instant. Instant. Seconds, it's dry. You gotta try it. It's very good. And a lot of you were having problems trying to get it, okay? And now my son Todd has a stock of it so that you don't have to go looking for who has it. Just go see Nita's Auto Repair. See my son Todd. He has the EnviroClean, okay? Really good stuff. And when he sees oil drips on the floor, he just pours a little bit on it, sweeps it into the dustpan, put it back in the container, the floor is dry. Fast way of cleaning. And you can reuse it over and over and over. And you can even use it to dry up your carpet. Okay? So, go try it out. Okay. We need to stop the safety check, folks. Because the safety check, business is not doing all that good. The economy is bad. And these shops are using the safety check as an advantage to hustle business for them and telling the people that they need brakes, they need struts, they need this, that, and all kinds of stuff that is not really necessary. Okay? So, you know, and the people don't trust them and say, hey, I'll take it someplace else. And they start threatening the people that they can't go anyplace because they took pictures of the car. That's not true. You can. So, you know, I don't like to see this kind of abuse of the system. A system is not being used right, is not being enforced, and it should be done away with. Because the money doesn't go to the state or the city, it goes to the mechanic. Okay? And if the mechanic was to follow the rules, okay, he loses money at $20 for safety sticker. At $75, be okay. And that's what they want to raise it to. So you think about it. Oregon does not have safety check. Mario Yano was up there, and he was amazed. He talked to a policeman about safety check, and he explained the whole nine yards. It's the responsibility of the car owner. If a policeman goes along the road and he sees your tire hopping up and down, he pulls you over, impounds your car, away you go. Then nobody get hurt. Okay? It doesn't tag you and you go on down the road and kill somebody. No. They impound the vehicle. So people are very careful. They don't want to get the cars impounded. So they make sure everything is okay. And if the cars are hopping like that in Oregon, they pull over and call it a wagon and have it fixed. Or they don't drive it because they don't want to get penalty from the police towing it away. Okay? Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay. Moving along on ethanol. Ethanol is the best fuel for the future. Best fuel for the cars. I use it 100% in all my cars. I love it. It's excellent. The exhaust fumes coming out from my cars, you can sit there, have lunch, and no problem. Because the exhaust fumes does not come out as carbon monoxide. Okay? It's clean. Now, when they call electricity green, it's not. Electricity is made with oil. Okay? And the solar panels does not, it's not green. It's radiation. So, anyway. You want to find out about solar panels and stuff like that? Call Dr. Terry Shintani. He'll tell you all about solar panels. Ethanol is green. Can be made from sugar cane, from the rubbish dump, from anything. Even from cuttings, weeds, and stuff like that. So it's good. And I wish A&B from Maui would start thinking and change from sugar to ethanol. Oh, that's the sign that we gotta go. So I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And please, folks, drive carefully and please don't drink and drive. Take care of each other. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.